The Haines Assembly will discuss a new police chief hire and downtown land sale on Tuesday. And meteorologists are trying to explain this weather. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly could have a couple big decisions Tuesday when the group will vote on a negotiated sale for two downtown lots to a hotel owner and confirm the hire of a new police chief. Interim Borough Manager Julie Causey negotiated the sale of the two Main Street properties where the old primary school once stood. Aspen Management LLC, headed by Washington businessman George Swift, wants to build a hotel on the site. The contract will come before the Assembly twice before it's approved. Tuesday will be its first public hearing. Causey and Aspen representatives negotiated a $215,000 price tag for the lots that totaled just over 52,000 square feet. The agreement also says Aspen has 3 years to invest at least $3 million in construction at the site. According to Assistant Assessor Dean Olson with the Haynesboro, the assessed value of the property in 2013 was just over $210,000. That's determined by the assessed value calculated by last year's contract assessor, who determined similar property on Main Street was worth $4 a square foot. The contract also outlines that Aspen acknowledges there may be spilled, leaked, or discharged hazardous substances on the property from the former school building. However, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has said that no further remedial action on the property is needed for any possible contaminants. Aspen has proposed building a 49-room hotel and suggested construction could begin this summer if the Assembly approves the property sale over its next two meetings. The group will also vote to confirm a police chief hire. Causey notes she is still waiting the results of background checks on the two finalists for the position, Bill Musser and Richard Craze. Both men visited Haines recently. Causey said she expects to receive the results of the background checks on Tuesday before the meeting, so she has not yet officially said who she wants to hire for the job. The borough's Public Safety Commission recommended Craze for the position. Also Tuesday, the Assembly might go into executive session to hear an update on contract negotiations with David Sosa for the borough manager position. Mayor Stephanie Scott, who is negotiating the contract with Sosa, said she and Causey need to check in with the Assembly about negotiations. The result of that discussion may put a contract in front of the Assembly to vote on Tuesday. The group will also discuss a breakwater design for the small boat harbor renovations. The Port and Harbor's Advisory Committee recommends a wave barrier design for the harbor after engineers have refigured estimates and logistics. While a rubble mound breakwater is considered the most desired design, the seabed at the harbor and funding makes that option out of reach. There are several ordinances up for adoption, including ones about the commercial ski tour area maps, setback regulations, construction declaration forms, and personal use agriculture. A complete agenda and meeting packet is available online at the Haynesboro website. The Assembly meets Tuesday night at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. Former Haynes Representative Bill Thomas is considering a run for the House seat being vacated by Juneau's Beth Curtula, but he's more likely to take on Juneau Senator Dennis Egan. So he tells Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld, who has this report.
Haynes Republican Bill Thomas served 8 years in the House. He lost a close 2012 race to Sitka's Jonathan Christ Tompkins after new boundaries put that city inside his district. He hoped for a rematch, but an updated redistricting plan put Haynes in with Juneau and a few smaller communities, not Sitka. Thomas says he's considering a run for Curtula's seat, which has been held by a Democrat for at least two decades, but he probably won't do it.
I think it'd be an uphill battle, you know, from what I've seen through the years, depending on who they put in there.
District Democrats will nominate up to three replacements, with a governor making the choice. Thomas can't apply for that since he's a Republican and living outside the current district. But he can run for the seat later this year when election boundaries change. He says he'll decide once he knows whether the new representative is a placeholder or someone who would run as an incumbent.
I'd rather just, I think right now, wait and see what happens this next week or so with the appointment.
Curtula has held the seat for 15 years. She says she hopes Thomas won't run because he'd lose.
Bill Thomas is a friend, so I'm hoping that he'll think twice before he gets himself into this any further. But the math alone means this will stay a Democratic seat and a strong one.
Thomas says he's more inclined to run against Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan, who's up for re-election this year.
I'll be the first one to admit my chances of beating Dennis Egan straight up were nil.
Egan was appointed to the post in 2009 when Senator Kim Elton resigned for an Obama administration job. The Juneau Democrat was unopposed in his 2010 re-election bid. Thomas points to Egan's recent hospitalization and wonders whether the Juneau Democrat will be able to complete another four-year term.
I just want to have a debate with him saying, you're going to spend your 4 years, and if not, you step down within a year or 6 months after the election.
There's no way in heck that I would quit serving another term.
Egan says he's fully recovered from what he calls routine heart surgery about 3 years ago. He also says leg surgery last year was successful. He says he's getting back to full speed now after an infection he caught in the hospital attacked his foot.
My health is much better, and and I filed a letter of intent, and I have money, and I plan on running.
Kurtula, who's been House Minority Leader, is leaving for a one-year fellowship at Stanford University's Center for Ocean Solutions. She could return and run again for her House seat or Egan's, but she's not making any plans.
We'll just see what the future brings, but I can't really see that far ahead right now, but I know somebody's going to be in this seat for a long, long time.
Kurtula and Egan's current districts include Petersburg, Skagway, Gustavus, and Tenekee. For the next election, they'll drop Petersburg and add Haines. Juneau's other representative is Republican Kathy Munoz. Her district is, and will be, all within the capital city's boundaries. With KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander, this is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.
You've probably figured out by now that the entire state, or even country, is having some unseasonable weather. Because when we're warmer today than parts of Texas, you know things are getting weird. Forecasters are staying busy trying to track the high-pressure systems causing spring-like temperatures in Alaska in January. And predicting what the rest of winter will bring is not easy either this year. The National Weather Service Alaska office is putting out a lot of information on its Facebook page. Last week, Anchorage meteorologist Dave Snyder posted a video and model showing how this season has played out. Here's an excerpt from that video.
Many in southeast Alaska set record highs. From Haines to Juneau all the way to Ketchikan, highs crested in the upper 40s and lower 50s this week, with some of the previous records going back to the 1980s. But it's not just the heat. Juneau has the wettest period from January 1 to 23 since 1988, Valdez since 2001. The persistent ridge of high pressure stretching up the western United States through British Columbia and Alaska will continue to keep temperatures at or above what we'd consider normal for late January before weakening into February. The fast-moving winds of the jet stream steer the weather that we experience at the surface, and you can see the south-to-north orientation, that flow at the upper levels of the atmosphere, latches onto subtropical moisture and heat across the Pacific and produces the weather we've experienced this week. So what happens next? As the North America Ridge breaks down, sometimes we see the North Pacific jet stream shift to the west, which could lead to more of a northerly flow across Alaska. That means it's going to get colder, more like late January or early February type weather. But convection, which is upward moving air, has been going full tilt across the tropical Pacific Ocean, so much so that the area involved would cover twice the size of the lower 48 United States. That's the source of the moisture making it to Alaska, and if that continues, the ridge of high pressure over Alaska could remain intact. The latest models suggest this is the most likely scenario, but our confidence level in this forecast is fairly low.
That was National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Snyder explaining some of the recent unseasonable weather in Alaska. To watch the entire video, visit the National Weather Service Alaska Facebook page or the KHNS News Facebook page, where we've linked to this video. For KHNS Local News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Join us Tuesday evening starting at 5 p.m. for live coverage of the President's State of the Union Address. We'll bring you live NPR coverage and analysis of the address, followed at 6 p.m. by Alaska News Nightly and KHNS Local News. And all of that is followed by coverage of Skagway Panther basketball. So join us for all that coverage on Tuesday evening starting at 5 p.m. with the President's State of the Union Address. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.